Blog Talk Radio.
You really
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another sultry show of the art of seduction, poetry that brings us to the edge of our seats, sultry, seductive, warm, and wonderful, suggestive poetry to make us shiver, shake, and sigh. And we have a wonderful night of poetry tonight. Carryovers from our last show, The Way You Make Me Feel, and Between the Sheets, the new contest that was up. And before we continue, I'd like to announce and welcome Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Naomi. I have to say, those two contest titles really go together nicely. The Way You Make Me Feel, Between the Sheets. I like it.
Right,
did you do that on
yeah.
purpose?
Not at all.
Nice.
I'd like to say yes, that I was that clever, but no. No, it was just happened. But, you know, I was lucky to find, you know, I just typed in Between the Sheets and, you know, that song came up. And I said, oh, wow, there's a song called Between the Sheets. How neat. So that was cool. So, yeah.
Very cool.
So
yeah,
how
definitely.
Are you?
I am doing great. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Well, you know, still fighting this pneumonia off. My throat is, you know, acts up. You know, especially in the evenings, it's kind of worse. But, you know, for, you know, sultry and seductive poetry, I'm always there. So, yeah, we'll get through this. And we might have some awesome callers tonight.
We actually already have a couple of awesome callers, so I'll bring them on.
Oh!
First of all, we have Kate. Welcome, Kate. Glad you could join us.
Hey, hi, Kate.
Hi, my love. How are you?
Fine. Doing this kicking. Still kicking.
That's what I like to hear.
Thank you for that. Hello. Good to have you here. And we also have Laurent. Welcome, Laurent. Glad you could join us.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Yes. I received an offer I couldn't refuse.
Hello, Monsieur Laurent. I had to have your sexy voice tonight on the show.
Oh, well, in that case, you better call Frank.
I don't like the sudden silence. Have I disappeared? No.
No, you're right there.
No, I think you just had
that was scary.
A moment of silence.
That really scared me. Oh, no. God. Yes, well, we'd be lucky if we have both gentlemen on tonight, so maybe the other gentleman will come on as well.
Oh, maybe. But, yeah, we'll see. And two callers. Laurent, so welcome so much, and thank you, yeah, for accepting my invitation. And Kate, you too, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate both of you. And, well, Pam, when you're ready, my dear, we can kick this show off. Oh, there's a lot of... What is that noise in the background?
Start with carryovers. And our first one up is Quiver by Skunk Woman. And Naomi, will you give that a read for us, please?
Yeah, okay. Quiver, your charm and sense of humor had me intrigued. The kiss you gave me by the fire was very well received. Physically, you were exactly my type, lean, not too tall. Dark hair and the green eyes twinkling at me is what made me fall. Now I listen to my body and follow its lead. The twinge I felt in a place ladies don't mention made me willingly concede. I took you up to my loft, upstairs where my dad was sleeping in the next room. It was exciting being sneaky. We'd both be naked soon. I did it again, I think to myself. Just give away my body with a random stranger man. But I stopped caring once I lay there and the first felt your calloused hands. Slowly up my stomach and ending on my breast, nibbling my nipples just the way I like. No direction did you need to make me feel all right. Then you move your hands so south on my abs, firm yet soft. No longer cared I was sexing a bad boy in my parents' loft. Your mouth can move mountains when you explore my bare skin. That thing that you do with your tongue, now that's gotta be a sin. Feeling you grow inside of me gives me a sense of pride. He's excited. He must be into me, so I continue to ride. We danced this dance of passion for two maddening years. We butted heads and became violent. I swear I lost all of my tears. So I let you go just recently. I'm trying to move on, but I'm tempted when you message me your desires or sing me my favorite song. I cannot live in chaos, overwhelming my safe place to live. But I don't regret one minute of loving you and everything I forgive. Remember me in the pink nightie you got me from the store where lovers shop. We'll always have our memories, ex-lover. But now it has to stop. End poem. What a great write here from Skunk Woman. You know, of course, you know, it starts out really, really, you know, very erotic at the beginning, very sensual. But then, you know, at the end, it just, you know, fades out to, you know, often, you know, especially those first relationships, you know, often are, not all the time, but sometimes they're just, you know, mistakes, you know, from inexperience and being naive, especially naive. I know it happened to me, so, yeah, but, you know, very sensual at the beginning. Your charm and sense of humor had me intrigued. The kiss you gave me by the fire was very well received. And, you know, there's a really, really great part. So I like the calloused hands, you know, and the idea of sneaking around in a room next to the parents. That's quite a, you know, quite exciting, I guess. I don't know if I would have done it, but it can be exciting. What did you think, Kate, of the poem?
I thought it was, very nice. And your reading of it was wonderful. That was really good. You added so much to it. It was nice. I really liked that. But it was very sexual at the beginning. I'm actually going slightly pink at the thought. But I thought, yes. But then we got to the part where things had gone on for 2 years and it started to get unhappy and violent, and that's not ever nice. So I don't know if it's autobiographical or not. I think it may possibly be. But that's just a clever person who gets themselves out of a situation that's not good for them, because it never gets any better, does it? So, yes, I think this is very well written and very sexy, and I really enjoyed it. And I like the thought of that pink nighty. Leave him with that thought. That's the way to go, girl. So wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly, you know. Leave him with that image, but bye-bye. And Laurent, what did you think of this poem?
I liked it quite a bit. The author, Skunk Woman, took pains to explore the passion and the sensuality that she felt with his green-eyed, lean, but not too tall stranger. And it kind of points up the fact that relationships that begin in passion often end up in a different kind of passion, the passion of anger, of resentment, because you have to have more than just sex. There has to be more than that. And I can see by her words that, you know, we butted heads and became violent. That's where I lost all of my tears. So I let you go just recently, and I'm trying to move on. And it is difficult to move on. By the same token, you have those memories. And she says that. The chaos that enveloped their relationship was simply too much for her. But, memories. Great piece.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You said quite a line there, Lorraine, that I remember. That I, you know, sex isn't everything, and so true. And Pam, what are your thoughts?
Well, I do like the word "quiver" as a one-word title. I thought this was a nicely penned write on the idea of a relationship that's sexually charged, but nothing else, so that you realize that it has to end. So, very well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Great write. Thank you so much, Skunk Woman. And where are you taking us next, Pam?
All right. Up next is "I Hold You Softly As I Would the Fabric of the Universe" by Forgotten Dream. And Weaver, would you give that a read for us, please?
Certainly. My pleasure. Wonderful title. We sit on a faded sky couch, toes curling and twining like April gardens blossoming. Legs pressed together, heat radiates from joined kneecaps like afternoon sun spreading across verdant lawns. Your breath is a pature, crisp raindrops on thirsty air. Earth, a spring shower washing over me, permeating skin like flower bouquets. Warm hands spark against your gibbous moon face, soft and secure like cradling a pearl, a blown glass ornament, all of the cosmos. Velvety petal lips meet as nighttime floods my mouth. Jasmine and berries roll over tongue, swallowing bits of residual sunset. Stars explode from thundering chest, searing as they streak through veins, vaporizing to a tingle at humming fingertips that sweep over smooth curves and darkened valleys. Kisses nestling deep between ribs, seeking to burrow into the space closest to you. End poem. Is somebody on mute?
Naomi, are you on mute?
Yep. I was on mute, you know, practicing that mute button and forgetting about it, of course. So sorry. This actually was my silver winner in this contest, The Way You Make Me Feel. And I see it made front page pick also a month ago, so right after the contest, right after she wrote it. So I guess right after I put it silver, she got a front page pick, so that's awesome. But, you know, I just love this poem. It's just absolutely beautiful, and it flows so effortlessly. And, you know, I just love this write. You know, it's so rich with metaphors and, you know, beautiful imagery all throughout. You know, velvety petal lips meet as nighttime floods my mouth. Jasmine and berries roll over my tongue, swallowing bits of residual sunset. Wow. You know, that is, you know, extraordinary, as is so many other stanzas of this poem. Lorraine, your thoughts?
Yeah, the kisses nestling deep between the ribs, seeking to burrow into the space closest to you. Someone who sees complete comfort in the physical act of holding a lover and feeling safe. I think the title is excellent. I Hold You Softly. That we're the fabric of the universe. And then the idea of being able to hold on to that fabric tells me that he is everything for her. I especially like your breath as petrichor, crisp raindrops on thirsty earth, a spring shower washing over me, permeating skin like flower bouquets. There's some very nice metaphors in this piece, and it has a very lovely sensuality.
Oh, yeah. You know, it is. You know, like in the title, I Hold You Softly, it has a soft beauty throughout. It's so perfectly written. And Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this was absolutely a stunning sensual write. Wonderful imagery and metaphors, a well-deserved silver and a well-deserved front page pick. I really like how this captures with the nature imagery, the idea of the physical and emotional closeness. I really particularly like your breath is petrichor, crisp raindrops on thirsty earth, a spring shower washing over me, permeating skin like flower bouquets. Beautiful lines and very well done.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, that stanza is really, really beautiful. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes, I thought it was beautiful too. I love the imagery. It was so, for some reason, I get more of a feminine vibe from this as opposed to male, female, but probably wrong, but that's kind of how I'm reading it because it's a feminine right, I suppose. But I thought it was absolutely beautiful. I love that the stars explode from thundering chest, searing as they streak through veins, vaporizing to a tingle at humming fingertips. Don't you love that, humming fingertips? That's just perfect. So, yes, I really enjoyed it. It was a lovely, lovely write. Thank you so much, Forgotten Dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Forgotten Dream, and I see she signs it Anna Gopin. So, yeah, it is from a female perspectives because her name is Anna there. So yeah, beautiful, beautiful, right indeed. And what will be our next poem, Pam?
Our next poem is Welcome by Deer Catcher. And Laurent, will you give that a read for us, please?
Certainly. Welcome. My heart is young, my head full of memories. We have arrived in our golden years, share our home alone at last. Kinder and forgiving, gracious, we work through sore joints, tired backs, rubbing out the kinks and knots. The need for sleep sees us orbiting at the ends of our domain, our entanglements deliberate and gentle. You remind me how loved I am, desired. You ask me to stay and share the years to come. Travel and visit. See our newborn great-grandson, Levi. We can see the redwoods, the Oklahoma plains, Tennessee mountains. Plan new plantings. I practice. Remember the spectacular. End poem.
Oh, this is, wow, what a beautiful read there, Laurent. This is she's saying welcome, eh? Welcome, welcome and thank you, I think, for you remind me how loved I am, desired. You asked me to stay and share the years to come. So this is, a long-term relationship in all its fullness and all the gifts and of love that it can give. It's so well written here by Deer Catcher. Just beautiful, flows effortlessly and so well composed. And Kate, my dear, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I thought this was lovely. look. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes.
So I keep, like you, I'm hearing that noise in the background. I mute myself every time I stop talking, so I know it's not coming from me. Anyway, just a bit side, in case it was just me, my headphones were going or something. No, I thought this was absolutely lovely. I love that one, that line, share our home alone at last. There's somebody who's brought up children. And then you have the sore joints and tired back, rubbing out the kinks and knots. The need for sleep sees us orbiting at the end of our domain. Oh, just lovely. Gentle and sweet. And it's nice to know you're loved and desired, no matter how many years have passed. So I thought that was absolutely lovely. And then looking forward to traveling, which is what everybody does. So, yes, I think it was absolutely wonderful, dear Katja, and thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's amazing to just to feel loved and desired. Yeah, after, you know, so many years shared together, when you still have that, you know, that's amazing. Pam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this was beautiful. It's heartfelt. I love that it's about a long-term relationship, two people who have been together and are together in their golden years with the children are out of the house, so they get more alone time together, and yet at the same time, and then they get the joys of traveling to see grandkids and great grandkids, and it just seems like such a blessing. I really like our entanglements deliberate and gentle. You remind me how loved I am, desired. You ask me to stay and share the years to come. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Mm-hmm. Well, well done indeed. And Laurent, you read that so wonderfully. What are your thoughts?
At a certain point, as Pam said, the children leave. Maybe the family dog and cat have died and they hasn't been replaced. And all that they're left with in their golden years are each other. And to find that the spark, that the feelings that were present at the beginning of the relationship are still there, perhaps even stronger, tempered by time. And now it's a question of just the two of them again, as they were in the beginning, traveling to see their grandson, seeing the vistas of our wonderful country, and remembering the spectacular, which I assume is their relationship was spectacular, at least in retrospect. And she appreciates that, and he appreciates that. It's a great poem.
Yeah, an awesome, awesome writing by dear Dutcher. For sure. Wonderful, wonderful comment there, Laurent. And so, Pam, let's carry on.
All right. We have Tell Me You Love Me by Bettina Schomel. And it goes like this. I know you know from the beginning you were meant for me. Just the thought of you, my heart races, palms sweat, anticipation is overwhelming. My hunger for you never fades. These strong feelings envelope me. They put me in a trance. Feeling your arms hold me tight, I fall deeper. Can't help but smile to myself. So hooked on you. Your touch is like a new day. It's never old, just better. I come to life. You're all I want to touch, to kiss. Tell me you love me. I need to hear your voice whispering my name. This chemistry we have, others dream about. When we love like no other, as loud as I can, I sing a ballad of our love. Can you hear the words of my heart? I need to hear your voice. Speak to me. I need to feel your lips touch mine. Tell me you love me. End poem.
This, you know, amazing, amazing read there, Pam. You know, this is, you know, so tender and so beautiful, but also it reflects, you know, that the new love, that new love, I think, you know, when you first fall in love, you like your, you know, like she said in the poem, she used the word trance. They, you know, the strong feelings envelop me. They put me in a trance. And you are in a trance when you first fall in love. You know, it's like you're floating. you know, when it's really, you know, that big, that deep, deep, deep love, you know, that happens. Doesn't happen all the time, but once in a while, if you can experience that kind of love, it's just amazing. You're just taken, you know, to another place. It's like an out of body experience or something. Anyway, I've experienced it about maybe just once or one time in my life, but yeah, it's amazing, that feeling, and she captures it so well here. What are your thoughts, Laura?
Well, the lines, this chemistry we have, others dream about, and we love like no other as loud as I can. There is a commonality of emotion that feels unique to the couple, but it's felt by most other couples, at least I hope so. And the most difficult thing sometimes for someone to say is I love you, because that's the ultimate capitulation, the surrender to the relationship. And I know some guys who couldn't say those words to their women to save their lives. They just weren't emotionally prepared to surrender in that way. She has surrendered, and now it's up to him to tell her he loves her. Well done.
I agree. You know, those words are so hard to say. Oh, my gracious. You know, it takes, you know, I know from experience, you know, it takes an awful while to just let yourself fall, I guess, just to let go and just let yourself, you know, it's like abandoning yourself a bit to somebody else too. So I can understand that comment there, Laura. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, I thought this was beautifully written. I really enjoyed it. I loved so much that two lines. Your touch is like a new day. It's never old, just better. Isn't that beautiful? That's so nice. Yes, this is somebody who is so deeply in love. And we know that it's all chemicals and, you know, infatuation disappears eventually. But those first few months of total love and excitement are worth anything. Wonderful, wonderful feeling. All the serotonin going around your body and everybody smiles at everybody else because everybody's happy. So nice. So yes, I thought this was beautifully written. This is somebody who really knows how they feel and can tell people how they feel, which is great. It's great to be able to share that kind of love and the feelings it gives you. I think it's wonderful. So thank you very much, Bettina. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Oh, yeah, indeed. You know, a very, very sincere feeling about this write, you know. You know, it's as if she's writing right from the deepest part of her heart here. And what are your thoughts, Pam?
Yeah, this is a beautiful and tender write. You know, I like the sense of connection. There's a kind of a sadness to it, to the desperation to need to hear the words, I love you, especially in those end lines. But I do particularly like, your touch is like a new day, it's never old, just better. I come to life, you're all I want to touch, to kiss. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, such a great comment there, Pam. And where are we going next?
All right. Our last carryover for now, because we're waiting for one of the carryover people to call in, is Send You My Heart by Robert Polsky. And Laurent, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, I will. Excuse me. Send You My Heart, Robert Polsky. Now, when I found you, send you my lonesome, homeless heart, insatiably hungry, yearning for you. Make it your own, devoted servant, or if you will, do away with it, thankful. This heart will be to die content. End poem.
Now, this is a passionate poem written, a beautiful, passionate poem. Make it your own devoted servant, or if you will, do away with it. Thankful this heart will be to die content. He's giving everything over, in this short brevity here. What are your thoughts, Pam?
It is a wonderful brevity. It's amazing how much you can say with only 38 words. I really like that this is about the offering up of one's own heart and complete devotion. So beautifully written and very well done. And I did want to let you know that Frank has joined us. So welcome, Frank. Glad you could join us.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me, Frank?
Yes, we can hear. Yeah.
Yeah, I can be on.
We can hear you loud and clear.
I've got to travel tomorrow in the morning, so I'll try to stay on as much as I can.
Okay. Did you hear our last poem, Frank?
Yes. I was able to hear the poem. I first of all, it was a great read. I thought the poem was very much inspiring. There, the content of the poem was very, very sensitive indeed. It was very empowering there when you think about what the heart is and what it's capable of. And sometimes we take it for granted, in particular those who are more needing of our attention, of our service there or our help there. So the poem really, although it's a brevity in its sense, it really does talk about, the title there, Send You My Heart. It's very much very emotive, I would say, as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome comment there, Frank. And Kate, your thoughts?
Very lovely. I thought this is someone who's poured their whole heart into a jiffy bag and sent it off to the lady he loves. I think it's absolutely mm-hmm. beautiful. I just thought it was so lovely. It was just, this is laying yourself bare, isn't it? There is no place to hide after you've written. This is so wonderful. I enjoyed it so much. That I love that devoted servant, or if you will, do away with it. Thankful this heart will be to die content. Wonderful. Yes, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Robert, for sharing it. It was lovely.
An awesome comment there, Kate. And Laurent, that read that so wonderfully. What did you think?
I'll echo the other statements made previously. And it's not just any heart, though. It's a lonesome, homeless heart. The way that was written kind of tugged at my own heart. You've taken a big chance. Make it your own, devoted servant, or if you will, do away with it. Either way, happy to die content. Now that is commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is indeed. Great comment there, Laurent. And Pam, I see you have our next write-up, and I think it's a SoundCloud.
Yes, Cottonfield Back Home by Eric Jensen, and we do have a SoundCloud for that. So let me find that, and here we go.
Cottonfield Back Home, Dire Straits Dave. picking cotton down south. Slow, sure walk through humid sheep. Pungent, poignant air cloaks cotton fields. Sunbeams, shaft, hands are bleeding. Knit picking, pull to release. Free white cotton from hard husks. Arms become elephant tusks at the end of the row. Brothers in arms lift full woven baskets onto wagons. Dire straits, days end as dowager dusk. Cloaks, musky brothers, sweaty armpits. We're so glad when the sun goes down. Corn on the cob, deep fried chicken, before we lay down on them faded cotton sheets, where we alligator float, drift between daredevil dust motes. On them faded cotton sheets, you Ella Jenkins wade me in the water. Deep resonant voice grounds weary limbs, elephant tusks. Brothers in arms, we float down to the river, wade in the water, bleeding hands pray in the river, wade in the water, God's gonna trouble the waters. David and Jonathan are picking cotton down south. Slow, sure, settle down on hot, humid sheets. Pungent, poignant air cloaks work backs. Turn around, turn me round. Fingers keep on walking. On faded cotton sheets, we keep on walking, talking love. Marching up our freedom band of two lovers in arms. Nina Simone, we know how it feels to be free. All chains are holding us broken free. On frayed cotton sheets, we share all the love in our hearts. Elephant tusks remove all the bars that keep us apart. 'Cause every man and woman should be free to love. Two bluebirds freewheeling beneath bedroom sky. Say it loud, say it clear, till the whole wide world hears. Share all the love in your hearts. Soar to the sun and look down on the sea. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Frank, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, first of all, this poem really took me on the journey here. And a central journey, but also talk about equality, right, of those who aspire. I'm not saying particularly just the gay movement there, but also those of equality, could be of race as well. This really took me on for me, you know, an odyssey there. First of all, it was a wonderful rendition there. His poetry was beautifully read, and I thought the poem was very exquisite. It was just very empowering, you know, the way he talked about, you know, these two men here, brothers in arms. It reminded me of the Greeks, you know, in ancient Greece, you know, where I would say soldiers of Greece would at times be known to cuddle and have relations with other men. But it took me on as well to that fight there of what equality could be for, you know, in the expression of love, regardless of gender. So that really that last stanza there is some mention there to music as well, which I did capture as well. But this really made me think about those last four lines there, in particular the one, because every man and woman should be freed to love, like two lovebirds, bluebirds make that. So in that regard, I really, it just made me ponder so many things in this poem.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to agree with you. Those last lines were particularly beautiful, and it did speak wonderfully on the idea of love and equality. So, wonderful comment. And Weaver, your thoughts?
I agree with what's been said. It's deep. It's essential. There's a lot of camaraderie and love in this. But they're picking cotton. Oh my goodness. You imagine what that must be like. They must be so pleased when the sun goes down because we're talking hot. And, oh, yes, so they're looking forward to their meal. But I thought it was really beautifully. I love the faded cotton sheets. And then we have, so the cotton sheets are coming up all the time from the cotton field to the cotton sheet. And I'm just reading down, sorry. And they're still picking cotton. Yes, I thought it was lovely. It was just so truthful. So this is somebody who wants to stand up and shout, basically, about how they feel. They want the whole world to hear. They don't want to hide or pretend anymore. So I think that's wonderful. I think that's everybody's right. You love who and what you love, and you let everybody know about it. So, yes, very, very well done. And thank you so much for sharing that with us, Eric.
Absolutely. And I really like that you pointed out how he went from cotton fields to cotton sheets. I thought that was quite clever in the right and great observation there. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Yeah, I have to agree with Pam, the connection of picking cotton with a quick look several times at the cotton sheets where they end up at night. It was very clever. There's so many things in this poem that I can appreciate the point of view of writing. For instance, the first line, Dire Straits Days, Picking Cotton, Deep South. You get the immediate image in your mind of having seen people picking cotton, arms become elephant tusks at the end of a row. As you pick cotton, bending over, your arms are held palms towards the sky, and you reach and you pull, picking, pull to release. So they do curve like elephant tusks. I thought that was a great, great image. The relationship is explored. The act of picking cotton, and then of course the cotton sheets in the bed. There is no overt sexuality in this, but it is heavily laden with innuendo nonetheless. But it's not really voiced in any way. The bleeding hands pray in the river. Picking cotton will carve your hands up. That's another very nice image, and it's also, of course, the hands of Jesus after they were pierced, and the stigmata that was observed. I think I can see a connection there, because bleeding hands pray. He's gone a little bit religious, and he uses Nina Simone, a wonderful singer, to exemplify how it feels to be free. His relationship is written down in this poem in an intricate, intellectual, and absorbing fashion that I find irresistible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Yeah, this had brilliant imagery and metaphors. There was a certain romanticism to it, a sense of love and equality, you know, and just a powerful in its way it presents itself as a journey of love, as a journey of connection and the sacrifices made. So excellent write and very well done. And welcome back, Naomi.
Yes. Hello. Sorry, I went into a fit of coughing there. But this poem is just amazing. You know, Erik Svensson, you know, he can write in such an eloquent way. You know, he expresses it everything in here. I find, you know, every technique that's out there and beautiful lines. And I especially like, you know, because every man and woman should be free to love. Two bluebirds freewheeling beneath bedroom sky. Say it loud, say it clear, so the whole wide world hears. Share all the love in your heart. Soar to the sun. Look down on the sea. You know, my daughter is gay. And she always says, well, actually she's bisexual. And she always says to me, Mommy, you know, I don't fall in love with the sex of the person. I fall in love with the person themselves. So if it's a man, it's a man. If it's a woman, it's a woman. Right now she's in a long-term relationship with a woman. But, you know, the way she explains it to me, you know, being bisexual is, and I thought that was so beautiful the way she says that, you know. But, yeah, what a beautiful, you know, amazing, powerful and brilliantly worded poem here by Erik Svensson. So bravo. And Pam, where are you taking us next?
Well, before we move on with the poetry, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bring someone on. I'd like to welcome area code 814. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to, please?
Hey, Pam. This is Xylophonic Blues. How are you?
Hello, Xylophonic. I'm so glad you could call in. Thank you for being here.
Welcome.
I've only got about 6 minutes to read my poem. Then I got to go.
Well, okay. No problem. Then yours will be the next poem that I put up. And let me go ahead and grab that. And all right. Yes.
This is one of the leftover ones, I think, from the last show.
Yes. Yes. From The Way You Make Me Feel.
Yes.
All right. Your poem is up. Go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Thank you, guys. The name of the poem is Tempest in Blues. Directionally traveled experience, cycles beyond the earth's wind. Your eyes have their silence, shales grasping to release. Frail brushstrokes enclose me, ocular luminance stitches anxieties. How little our chances for feeling ourselves. Where do the mountains and moments begin upon completeness and all darkness becomes light? Tactile sky cannot touch. Too near. Sweeping, wide-winged, leap off the rim of the earth. Palette within the violently forward and backward blind. Volume ranges this spatial line. Though I have closed myself as fingers, gently I stir. Another tale of color-coded blackbirds stretching orchid wings, touching skillfully, mysteriously, her first rose. Fluttering to escape, distances to roost flicker like leaves. Circulating airsoft passages, cast ultramarine, softened, touching of cheeks. Midnight caprice drops, skin-split veins flying upon faith. Exploding, shimmering vision, holding sleeplessness framed. Swallowtail particles, undertones, hurtling curlicue, aloft embrace. Blurred eyebrows, tilt through dune grasses, coverlets of haze. The voice of your eyes return deeper. Humid air tucked backward in a dirty ravine. Curiously, not to look away. cornflower flint, alabaster ivories waiting to ignite. Do you feel it? A steady swell sloshing. An azure moon, deciphering eyes, lungs dipped in a bottle of ink, slowly mirrored with ebb's tide, a splatter sip. Shingles, stucco, anchors the sodden earth. Hail palpitates as breath's dust, particles catch the light. Rain's rhythm, salt rivulets, waterlogged of time. Rifts whistling, waters waiting between. Churchyard landscapes holding the drop of the sun. Shortage, life support. Looking up to the sky, the snow was sent to break on through. Carefully descending, evening tide, done. And that's the end of the poem.
Yeah, we had the wrong poem, Exophonic Blues. I actually had the poem from you. I put it in the room there. You read Tempest and Blues, right?
Right.
And we had Moon Midnight Fugitive, but it's okay. I know you're in a time in a time crunch there, so I put it in the room. I found the poem. But, this is excellent, excellent write. I love the azure moon, deciphering eyes, lungs dipped in a bottle of ink, slowly mirrored
Naomi,
with death's tide. Yeah?
Why don't we have him read the white poem?
Oh, well, do you have time?
I can make it happen. Let me pull it up.
Okay. So do you have the right poem?
Well, I was told by Naomi that this would be the time to call because I followed her link. So this is what I followed. So, but that's okay. That's fine.
But the poem you just read is for the Break On Through show on Friday. The one that we have up for you for tonight, Art of Seduction, is Moon Midnight Fugitive.
Okay, so I got it mixed up. That's my fault. Some days are like that. Okay, not
no
a problem.
No problem. Go ahead and read for us, my friend.
Thanks, Frank. Let me find it here. Let's go someplace. Okay, here we go. Make sure I have not speaker. You can hear me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. The name of the poem is Moon's Midnight Fugitive. It begins, with frozen music, a brown road winds towards a mountain crest. As I catch expressions with my hands, paper planes, thoughts break into shapes, stellar lips scented upon sorrow's calm. Chastity and Eden as I walked away. Melancholy, riding on a black cloud, hurricane sands red wine. Gnarled glasses bend, dripping sweetness by the still lagoon. Rafters creep, emerald falling, cactus, toddy and grim. Is beauty laying imprisoned by the moon? Midnight moon, desolate shore. Sky seduction of irreclaimable sea. Emotion prowls, mumbling, waylaid oaths, growling, hideous horse and a moan. Fugitive, runaway, through maze and mirage of mortality. Frozen lakes, sable wilderness, breaks in fragrant moors. Height, casting shafts of light, laughter, echoes through. Spinning spheres, altered incense fumes. Shod, lightning fugitive, dance in song, mother of pearl melts crystallized. I trod the path when in dawn's bloom, every garden upon passion's fire, undaunted, brown and bare. Shake the luster from the stars, forbidden to steal sap from the vines of June. Past pyramids, saint and sinner, ran in lethal shades. A rebel of compassion climbed. I leap into the howling void, fruit concealing. Minds, acrobatics, balance upon sea washed pole. Whipped by wind's labyrinth, this frond carried upon decoy's bubble. Fallen angels laced flower tips. Calloused lily invitations, naked moonlight calling. Arrows imprisoned, my tears allure. Scarecrow's desire, shadowing captivation. Shrines of brow installing me, like ghost notes in a spirit litany. Halo spills, summer snows. And that's the end of the poem.
Great read there.
Well, carry on, Sam.
I apologize.
So I do apologize. I will have to go, but I will try to listen to this later, if that's possible.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And thank you so much for phoning in. So
not
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. And what a great write. I just love the way this was laid out. Of course, the editing, the formatting of the poem is what struck me. It's just beautiful. Just emphasizes the flow, the whole flow of the effortlessly flow of the poem. And Pam, what did you think of this write?
Well, first of all, I do feel bad that I didn't realize it wasn't soon enough. And I it was great to hear him read both poems. And the fact that I got a sneak listen to a poem for one of my shows, I thought was pretty cool, actually. But he's got a wonderful reading voice. I love when people stagger their lines to give it a sense of fluid motion. I thought this had strong imagery and metaphors throughout. I always like the kind of spiritual references, biblical references like Chastity in Eden, As I Walked Away, Melancholy Riding on a Black Cloud, Hurricane Sands, Red Wine. There's something about this that to me speaks on the idea of emotions bared and being true to oneself and true to love with its imagery and metaphors, and how there's that kind of sense of growth. I really like past pyramids, saint and sinner ran in lethal shades, a rebel of compassion climbed. I leaped into the howling void, fruit concealed. There really is, you do get that idea of a rebellious spirit who is, does not settle for the mundane, isn't going to be, what everybody expects them to be. And so wonderful write and very well done.
Well said there, Pam. Frank, your thoughts on this poem?
Well, first of all, it's good to hear his voice. I've not heard it so well. Good to hear him and read his poetry as well. I thought the imagery here throughout the poem was very striking. Sometimes we think that he's too abstract, but most of the times when we realize what he's writing about and we gravitate to the notion of what his write is based upon, then you start to let yourself, your imagination just go as well. And I really was enchanted by so many lines in this poem here. It was just enriched there with deep metaphors. And I liked the way he encompassed the prompt there. You know, he talks about, you know, he introduces so many, you know, emotions in this poem here. You know, it's dripping with emotions here, but he actually describes it in a descriptive manner, which we can relate. You know, he brings in the facade of nature and, you know, every aspect of its facade in such a beautiful manner there. You know, it's, there are some you know, metaphors in here that do depict a bit of sorrow, but there's a lot of it that does have that wonderful illustration of nature and the connection in the central aspect as well with the prompt there. So I really like the way he took this poem and the way he just used his creativity to a great extent to, you know, enrich this tapestry of poetry with layers of wonderful, exquisite metaphors.
Oh, indeed. Oh, yeah, the exquisite metaphors is right. You know, for sure. You know, chalice, lily invitation, naked moonlight calling, arrows in prison, my tears allure, scarecrow's desire, shadowing captivation. Just beautiful, you know, beautiful all the way down. Laha, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this poem.
Like Frank, I was struck by many, many lines in this poem. If I had to pick one, it would be gnarled grasses bend to dripping sweetness by the still lagoon. Rafters creep, emerald falling, cactus tawdry and grim. Is beauty laying imprisoned by the moon? There is such a level of intricacy in the detail all through this poem. A wonderful look at nature, emotion, a little melancholy for me, even when he says, shod lightning's fugitive dance and song, mother of pearl melts, crystallized. I'm not saying it's joyless, but it's very matter of fact in its emotion. At least that's the way I receive it. But the words, oh my, he's done such a wonderful job of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, this was one of the hardest contests I had to judge, because there were so many terrific rights, and this was one of them. You know, that he wrote so beautifully to that prompt, that picture. Awesome, awesome comment there, Laurent. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, yes, it just flowed, didn't it? I love the alliteration, though. Fugitive runaway through maze, a mirage of mortality. Beautiful. But my favorite stanza, I think, has got to be height casting shafts of light, laughter echoes through spinning spheres, altered incest fumes. Lovely. I think that's just really beautiful. So all in all, it's an epic piece of poetry, and I really enjoyed it. And I like to hear him read it too. It's great. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome to hear his voice indeed. And yeah, you touched on something, you know, the alliteration, of course, throughout this poem is amazing too. It's subtle, but it's there. And so I asked, I guess I asked everybody. So Pam, what will be our next piece of poetry?
She said
Laurent, right back. Yeah. Laurent. You can read. Go ahead and read that.
All right. This is called Where It May. Vagabond in red, your succulence glistens on my lips, a creamy nectar that flows like autumn syrup. Comes the dawn's soft light. Impasse is reached. Steps must be taken towards a resolution. We are at tangents. Interlocking limbs, straining. Your soft, round heels beat at my hips, spurring this steed towards the finish. At a gallop, we ride past the threshing fields of pleasure into the meadows of the mind, where our sacred duality is sealed. Your mouth seeks mine, calling me out for effort. I strive under the lash of your tongue. Waves beat at the beach, sand grains swirling in the froth, churned by currents, an endless pounding, a tautology of fervent expression. Atlas wants to lift the world and send it spinning into the cosmos, chasing after its bright tail of light in a pursuit that never ends. The attempt is made, bodies arch, welded together by heat at point of contact. Arches crumble, a bridge tumbling into a river of sheets, where the survivors float quietly, letting the current take them where it may. End poem.
Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy. Oh, this is so eloquently put, Laurent. Oh, my gracious, you can write. My gracious, you can write. You know, the I just love, you know, so many parts of this. At a gallop, we ride past the stretching fields of pleasure into the meadows of the mind where our sacred duality is sealed. Boy, but I also love, you know, all the stanzas above and all the stanzas after. And, you know, in a river of sheets where, you know, we crumble by heat at point of contact, arches crumble, a bridge tumbling into a river of sheets where the survivors float quietly, letting the current take them where it may. Oh, wow, what a finish. What a finish. What a finale to a, such a brilliant, brilliant piece. My gracious, this is amazing. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, I have to not tip my hat off here. This was a very impressive piece. Well, Reddit was even more vivid. I almost felt like I was peeping there, Laurent, there. Vagabond in red. First of all, the way you began with the color there of red, which was very seductive. I like that whole stanza there with the succulents, the creamy nectar, and the autumn syrup. Can't go wrong with that. Then you bring us there the dawn, then you bring us as well the round heels, the beat in my hips, and then you talk about the finish line there of the steed. The galloping, I mean, this is very seductive. This is very, very, very sensual. But you do it in such a masterful way of words. You spin there, your words there to describe us this sensuality that's dripping in this poem here. I like that notion there of Atlas wants to lift the world. Well, we can all find ourselves being Atlas at one point there. And I do like the river of sheets. Of course, the arches crumble, the bridge tumbling. Well, that's very, very central there. And the river of sheets, that left me contemplating there, my friend. I do hope you finished there, the finish line there. But you did a great job for this poem. Damn good poem.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Oh, you're welcome
there. Oh, yeah. Amazing, amazing. So like you said, Frank, dripping with sensuality, this piece all through, just amazing. And Kate, yeah, what did you think?
Oh, I loved it. I truly loved it. Oh, yes, you can read me a bedtime story anytime.
You there, Laura. You have a contract.
Oh, dear, I thought it was wonderful. I don't know if anybody else is old enough to remember this, but there was a film. I don't even know if it was in black and white. There was a film, and in those days, they didn't show anything ultra, ultra sexy. All you had was the man and the woman on the beach with the sea coming in, and the waves beating against their bodies, and the sound of the waves, and then they flashed away, and that was all you had. And this is what this reminded me of. Waves beat at the beach, sandy grains swirling in the froth, churned by currents, and endless pounding, a tautology of fervent expression. And that, I had the picture of that couple on the beach, and it was wonderful. So thank you. Your reading voice is so true and wonderful, and thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it? Hey? sexy voice.
We've gone far from those black and white films there, Weber.
Oh, I know. And we've got sound now. Also,
there you go.
But you've lost an awful lot of romance. You may have the sex and the violence, but you've lost the romance. That's what I think.
Uh-huh. There you go.
And I'm trying to look in the room. Is Pam back? Oh, yeah, she's back. Pam, what did you think of that? Central right.
It was just stunningly erotic. Love the use of imagery. I like how, as I think Frank mentioned, this is aggressive. It really captures the moment. It paints an erotic picture. I really like we are at tangent, interlocking limbs, straining, your soft round heels beat at my hips, pulling the steed toward the finish. Beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you.
And I would like to let you know, Naomi, that Lou has joined us. So welcome, Lou.
Oh,
glad you could be here.
Hi, Lou. You. So happy to have you.
Hi, everybody. Oh, hi. Oh, he must have heard me. Shame on you, Frank.
Oh, I thought you were in the background there. I didn't expect it was Weaver there. It's too early for her. It's too early now, Weaver.
Oh, my goodness.
So what did you think of Laurent's poem, Louieu? Did you get a chance to hear it?
He started out so hot in that first stanza, I almost forgot to read the rest of the poem. Oh, yeah. Well, that first stanza, oh, yeah, baby. And then he gets to the high heels where they're help pushing. Oh, my goodness. I just thought, whoa. Oh, I'm speechless, Laurent. Why not you, Laurent?
Silence is golden.
Oh, man. My face is even red. And then talking about changing up the bright color of the light. Oh, so many images, Laurent.
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, by the heat of the point of contact, aching crumble, a bridge tumbling. I mean, you just, the bodies arching and welding together. I don't have to say anything more. I just need to read your poetry out loud. Oh, man. Laurent, you made me feel like I'm 16 years old again. Oh, when all the hormones kick in. Oh, man. Oh, heat flash. Oh. Heat wave. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. If there's more poetry like that, I'm not going to make it to the end of the night.
Let's see. What is up next, Sam?
All right. Up next, we have Sheets by Weaver of Dreams. And,
ooh.
Kate, you are nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
You are the only one who has ever brought me to the edge, slowed down for a moment, then quickened the pace, which is both wonderful and very cruel. Intensity builds step by step to reach the zenith of passion and red-hot desire. This serotonin-induced high consumes me. Heady, hedonistic, this is a lesson in lust. Beneath white cotton sheets by candlelight, you ask why there are tears on my cheeks. Holding back a sob, I reply, I try to release all feelings for you, knowing you will leave. You reply, don't judge me. Let me tell you a tale about a man hurt deeply, who buried all his pain. Now there's an empty space to be filled with your luscious lips, pure passion, tender heart, and love.
Oh, that is beautiful, beautiful, Kate. You know, and you know, and heart too. Intensity builds step by step to reach the zenith of passion and red hot desire. The serotonin induced high consumes me. Heady, hedonistic. This is a lesson in lust. You know, that stanza right there. And then to cry, you know, I actually cried too once. You know, I was so overwhelmed with feelings just from a kiss. Just from a kiss to a man that I really, really loved. And, you know, I was so overwhelmed with the feeling that I, you know, I just burst out into tears. But, you know, this is just amazing, amazing, amazing right here, Kate. And Luyu, since are you our newest caller, what are your thoughts?
Well, I thought she beautifully read this. There's nothing like a man who knows how to just almost bring a woman to like unbelievable sensual eroticism, and then to pull back to build up on that hedonistic where you just your teeth and the growls and the moans just erupt in that, you know, just that sensation of being in their arms. And what it is when a man shares those personal emotions, especially during this time, you know, he's revealing something so deeply about himself and the way that you make him feel. And that is just amazingly erotic. Like, you know, it's just more than just sex. There's got to be the extra layers of love.
Mm-hmm. So well said there, Luyu. Exactly. And Frank, your thoughts?
I thought it was a wonderful poem, first of all. It was a beautiful read there. It was a mixture of high sensuality and a bit of rumination for me, perhaps as a man. It made me think and contemplate there, you know, how much really we are with our inner feelings there when we are with that particular person, how much we experience each other, you know, whether it's with someone who is just, you know, a soulmate, particularly, or someone that is just someone that we have, you know, love for, but we don't have a relationship with that person. You know, there's so much about this poem that really just made me pensive, you know, just listening to you. I like the way you began. You began very central in this piece. I do agree, very central there. But then you got me there with the ending there that just left me wondering there, you know, about how much, you know, sometimes we forget that although it's an act, you know, sex itself, we don't realize how we bond with each other and the importance of that, you know, is much more relevant than at times than, you know, the whole notion of having the act. You know, when we are in love with that person there. So you really made me think tonight. I'm not sure, but maybe it's a late hour for me, but I just thought it was just a beautiful poem.
Thank you so much.
Oh, indeed.
So lovely.
Are you welcome?
Awesome, awesome comment there, Frank. And Laurent, your thoughts?
The read was a lesson in come hitherness. It was very, very sensual, very erotic. This first stanza, you are the only one who has ever brought me to the edge, slowed down for a moment, then quickened the pace, which is both wonderful and very cruel. In order to be both wonderful and cruel, one has to have a certain control of himself, a knowing of where the partner is, what buttons to push. That's rather crudely said, but what things are going to release what is inside of your partner, building that intensity to reach the zenith of passion is very calculating in a way. It's in the middle of the ride, knowing exactly emotionally and physically where that partner is, and being able to move in one direction or another and get a response that is, again, calculating, yet filled with love, because in order to do that properly, you have to have a heart that's open for the person that you're with. And I think this poem says all of that.
Thank you.
Yes. Awesome, awesome. And yeah, I have to agree, you know, with everybody, you know, that your read, Kate, was, you know, sublime. You know, the way you read sensual poetry is just blows me away every time. So as if you have that voice to read this kind of poetry, it's just so amazing. So, yeah, just amazing, amazing read and write. And Pam, your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is absolutely beautiful. I do enjoy and appreciate how it is about that deep, passionate connection of the physical, but also that connection of love, that showing of emotions, and that deep connection. I really liked the idea of the intensity built up. You, right out of the gate, you immediately have such wonderful eroticism. You are the only one who has ever brought me to the edge, slowed down for a moment, and quickened the pace, which is both wonderful and very cruel. I also love the use of the word serotonin, and you know, the end stanza where somebody offers up their true self and how deeply they've not only been hurt, but how deeply they love. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, my dear.
Oh, yeah. I second that. Awesome comment there, Pam. And awesome, awesome read and write, Kate. Just amazing. Thank you so much. And will be our next poem, Pam?
All right. Up next, we have Wetting Your Sheet by Poetic Picasso. And Frank, you were nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
Baby, I know you want me. I am your Latin lover. Something about me turns you on with a ravenous desire. Makes your body yearn to feel the moisture of my lustful lips. A lasting kiss that feeds your begging thirst for more of its taste. I stroke the contours of your sable hair, covering your wet nipples. My mocha eyes reflect a penetrating stare and hunger. My exotic flesh presses against yours, and recoil beneath the seductive dip of the peaking moonlight. A sensual exploration arouses our inner souls. I sip from the juice of your orgasmic berries like a hummingbird. You grab tightly onto the sheets as I reach your erogenous petals. My long tongue slowly licks them, releasing your erotic nectar. And we wrap ourselves in the drops of the floral scent of flowers. Your toes curl, your thighs tremble, a midnight shiver. The silk sheets drench in the sweat of our passionate ride. My sexy voice is your GPS, and we bathe in the cascade of our intense moans. My beak thrusts deeper and deeper. Soy la seducción de tus noches. La pasión de la llama de tu vela, el amante de tus fantasías salvajes, el tsunami mojando tus sábanas. I am the seduction of your nights, the passion of the flame of your candle, the lover of your wild fantasies, the tsunami wetting your sheets. Ole. Ole.
Oh, my gracious. I'm flushed. No, I'm flushed. I'm blushing and flushing. my gracious. I sip from the juice of your orgasmic berries like a hummingbird. You grab tightly onto the sheet as I reach your erogenous petals. My long tongue slowly licks them, releasing your erotic nectar. Ah, this is very, very sensual and erotic, Frank, all the way through. Yeah, you delivered on this one for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. It's got to be a hummingbird, you know.
They do have long tongues, don't they? And Lou, your thoughts? Hello, Lou.
She might have.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
She might have had to step away and put herself on mute for just a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah. Okay. So, Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, that was wonderful. I love thinking of you as a hummingbird. That's so cute and sexy. Oh, what you can do with your beak, I don't even want to know.
Okay. We've got creativity there, Weaver. That's why we got imagination there.
I love it. Now, you have to remember, I'm a wee lassie here. I'm a bit on the old side. It's a wee bit embarrassing for a woman like myself. Ken? No, I thought it was wonderful. I just loved it. I sip from the juice of your orgasmic berries like a hummingbird. Beautiful. If I had sheets, I'd be holding onto them tightly. Let me tell you. Oh, it was lovely. It was lovely. Michael,
not me.
Oh my! Wonderful. I just enjoyed every word. I love the Spanish. Whoa! That's very nice. And I like the fact that you let me know what you were saying as well, which was very kind of you. I thought it was beautiful. Thank you so much. So erotic. And now I'm hungry. I need honey.
Well,
come on, Weaver.
And
you know you don't have to.
Hit you over there.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to.
No, I hope the tsunami doesn't reach you too soon there. The tsunami, yeah.
I think it already has. We'll be popping up later.
Oh man.
Lou, what were you saying, Daddy?
Oh. I was going to tell you, honey, you don't have to understand the language. The only thing you can understand is just how to make things work.
Cool. I'll keep that in.
Oh, man.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So you can talk to me in any language. You can talk to me in any language.
Hello. You wouldn't like my
I'm
Scottish.
Not picky. Poor Pam, she's thinking, what am I going to do with all these crazy people?
I love every one of you. I would not be here if I didn't love every one of you. It's 4 in the morning. You know, I'm.
Oh my goodness.
Dedication. Dedication, my dears.
Oh, my.
And Lou, your thoughts, my dear.
I read this a little earlier and I told them. Tan deliciosa, tan sabrosa. I mean, come on. The flavors, that's what I tell them, the scents infused in the air in juicy wine taste as lips wetly slide over engorged lips. And I tell them, oh, this is so deeply erotic.
I sip from the juice of your orgasmic berries. Now I'm going to keep laughing because I hear reverb in my head like a hummingbird. You grab tightly onto the sheet as I reach your erogenous petals. My long tongue, oh, yes, releasing your eroticness as we wrap ourselves in the drops of flowers and the blood. Amazing.
You know, those petals do that, you know, from what I observe from the hummingbird I have in my garden.
Oh, yes, they do.
I'm awesome, Thomas, there, Luyu. And, yeah, and Laura, are you still with us?
naughty little bird. Where have you been? You've been keeping the berries to yourself? An orgasm at that? Well, burn. Yeah, no. Frank, I got to hit on the same stanza everybody else did. That was as good a metaphor, as sexy a metaphor as I've read in a long time. And thighs trembling, a midnight shiver, is another really excellent phrase. And the fact that you more or less whispered or breathed your words as opposed to really speaking them in any dramatic form, you made the listener almost strain to hear the words and focus concentration. And that's a wonderful thing to do when you're reading poetry. Nice job.
Well, I appreciate that, my friend. I do appreciate that. And I do hope the tsunami doesn't reach you too soon there, too. There we are, Florent.
No.
Well,
we hope that it reaches.
Yeah. You first, of course. You first, always.
I'm game.
From the poem that Laura read to us earlier, I think the tsunami struck us there too. So, quite the night of a sensual poetry tonight. And so Pam, what will be our next write?
Oh, I have to say one thing.
I don't know if
I have
you
to go
know, but
okay, oh, you have to go, Frank?
Well,
oh no!
Tomorrow.
Good night.
Yeah, he's off to the berry patch.
Yeah, there we go. I've got to start it tomorrow. you can't go wrong then, Laurent. I mean, especially when those berries are juicy there now. We can't go wrong with that. That's why we got our long tongue there and our beak there. There you go. That's why we have the beak there.
Well, just be careful you don't get that beak slapped off your face someday.
Perhaps.
Oh, no, are you kidding? Who's good? Slapping is good.
What cheeks there? Depends on the cheeks there. What cheeks are you talking about?
Oh, man. You guys get me in so much trouble on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, I got to go there. But I do leave that thought. What cheeks there? Next time you ask, make sure you ask.
The one with the tattoo on it.
Both of them. You can have both on those cheeks there, you know. You never know there, Laurent.
Frank, we have another commenter for your poem. Selena's on with us. Hi, Selena.
Hello, all my lovely ladies and gents.
Oh, hello.
How are you all? I'm sorry I couldn't make it earlier. Frank, I didn't hear the poem, but, you know, I heard the comments.
You can hear the song call afterwards.
Go and listen after, for sure. Well, it's Frank's poem, so we know what to expect, you know.
It's not me. It's a hummingbird there, Selena.
It's you. Stop.
So, Pam, what's poem?
Take care.
Very fondly about poet, next my term. Poem has to follow that. Yeah, well, don't think it's going to have the same effect, but anyway. Oh, dear.
I'm sure it will.
Okay, what poem will we have next?
All right, up next we have Morning Glory by Stelina. And you were nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
The breath of dawn kisses your face while nestled in my arms. You sleep. Your dark hair velveteen against my skin. Your dusty lashes brushing your cheeks. Your full lips are waiting for my first kiss, and I tenderly stroke your face. You snuggle against me, warm and ready for love, seeking solace in my willing embrace. Your sighs of desire inflame my blood as our bodies respond to each other's call, to blend together in perfect harmony. I am yearning to give you my all. There is no you and I. There is only us, as I feel your eager essence within me. Time is suspended. All is still. We are lost in a ravishing reverie. In a blaze of dawn, our love erupts in an amber burning hue. I hold my entire world within my arms. In love's moment, all that exists is you.
Naomi, I think you're on mute.
I was talking, you know, blabbing away to myself there. Sorry about that.
That happened to me the other night. That happened to me before.
I'm trying to be really, really clever too, you know, listening to myself. But yeah, Stelina, you know, this is just amazing. I mean, your voice too, like Kate's, you know, but your voice has this tenderness to it there. While you're reading, it's just amazing. I just
thank
love
you,
in a blaze, of dawn, our love erupts in an amber burning hue. I hold my entire world within my arms in love's moment. All that exists is you. You know that what a finale there. What an ending. But you know, all through, this is just amazing. What did you think, Kate? Stelina's poem.
Absolutely beautiful, Stelina. I love that.
Thank
your
you,
voice sounded so, as Naomi said, so tender, so soft, so sweet. It was just a lovely poem about love and what love can do for you and how you feel when you love somebody that much, that everything
yeah.
that is you is there as well. I thought it was beautiful. I'm nearly
Thank
in tears. In fact, it was just
Aww.
It was just so lovely. I can't help. I just Aww. love and I love tenderness, and it's just so nice to see it. And you
yeah,
know.
me too. Yeah. I love it too.
Yeah, lovely.
You know,
again, that
I'm glad.
Stanza, it is just beautiful. In a blaze of dawn, our love erupts in an amber burning hue. I hold my entire world within my arms. In love's moment, all that exists is you. Oh, I remember how that felt.
Yeah, me too. It's been a long time, but
yeah, but it's nice to have it to be able to remember all that passion and love.
Oh,
and
yes,
so thank
yes.
you so much. Thank you for sharing. Beautiful.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, awesome comment there, Kate and Luyu. Your thoughts?
You know, I thought she beautifully read this. This was the perfect music for this. It was like watching. For me, like a love story from the 1960s and 70s, you know, the ones that you sit there and you have Kleenex and you're rooting for the lovers to get together, and, you know, and you took me on that journey. And I thought this was just so beautiful. Of course, I loved that ending stanza, but the other stanza that I loved was where you said, your sighs of desire inflame my blood. As our bodies respond to each other's call to blend together in perfect harmony, I'm yearning to give you my all. You know, and that just is just so breathtakingly beautiful when you connect with somebody that, you know, all you want to do is just, it's just like your bodies melt and become one. You just want to become one with them. And I thought you did that
yeah.
so passionately. And even though this is, you know, a beautifully erotic.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah. mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Soft and erotic. And that's mm-hmm. very difficult to do. So, you know, amazing, amazing, Selena. And is Lorraine, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh, so happy you're still there.
he's outnumbered by all the women. He's outnumbered by all the women.
well, no, Frank Ed is here. Selena.
Yes, my dear.
This is not an erotic poem, but it's a very sensual poem. Mm. It is also very spiritual because the way it was read, the music that accompanied it, if I close mm-hmm. my eyes, I it's almost like hearing a prayer. And you, that kind of feeling, as you say, a blaze of dawn, our love erupts in an amber burning hue. The heat is there, but I've always felt that a conjugation with a partner is a very spiritual thing. I think that is true spirituality when you find somebody that you really love and you're able to share to that extent and exhibit that kind of love. And the whole thing is spiritual. I thought it was marvelous.
Oh, thank you. Merci.
Yeah, that's a great word for it. Yeah, it's like a spiritual experience.
That's not the first time you said that to me, Laurent. You said it before. I must be more spiritual than I think.
It's a nice thing.
I just didn't realize I was so spiritual, but it is nice. And
well,
I agree with
you. As an old Robert Heinlein fan, I can only say that I grok the essence of that kind of physical
yeah.
spirituality.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on what you said completely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very nice compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're spiritually so sinfully so spiritual.
Spiritual. I'm a very complex person.
So I see Pam, we have our next write-up.
Yes, yes. Probably our last write for the night is Passions Change by Dan McDade. And Lawrence, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, I shall. Let me find the group again. Okay. Morning Glory. No. Which Passions of... There we go. Passions Change by Dan McDade. Passion's chains have bound me to you, every link forged from your charms. Locked in love, I'll serve a lifetime, ever bound inside your arms. No escape from lover's prison, your bewitchment is my cell. And I'll stay in my confinement, if the warden treats me well. Serving life, but I don't mind it, here within your sugar walls. I'm a glad repeat offender every time your nightgown falls.
Oh, this is so brilliant, so clever. Oh my gosh,
this is really cool.
Oh, it's really cool. Serving life. But I don't mind it here within your sugar walls. I'm a glad repeat offender every time your nightgown falls. So cleverly put. Louie, what are your thoughts?
Well, I feel the same way every time somebody's pajama pants fall. Who needs words? Oh my God, I love Laurent read this. You know, you gotta love a man who has humor. I do find that so damn sexy. And this was just, you know, I just was thinking about, you know, that bracelet and, you know, how you get your girlfriend or your wife a chain, you know, one of those little things that dangle off of it, a charm. And, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, passion's chains and those little gifts of love that you give. And then he just goes into what actually happens, you know, well, you do have to take your clothes off in prison and strip, so. You know, yeah. I'll be your warden. I'll be a warden any day. Drop him. Infection.
Cruel, sir.
And of course, being a military brat, I'd have to say, attention. Okay, that was a... Oh, man, Lauren, I didn't hear you say anything. What's wrong?
I'll give him a chance. What did you think, Laura? That was an amazing read. Oh, man.
Well, I had the great pleasure of reading this about 3 years ago. And I will simply read what I wrote. As usual, a little gem, faceted with sharp, wry phrasing and light humor, clever imagery, always a treat to read. That really was a killer last line. And the timing is everything on it.
Mm-hmm. True.
So true. So excellently written and put and you know, timed out, put out and it just strikes you right puts on your laughing, presses all your laughing buttons on that last stanza for sure. And Kate, your thoughts?
Ah, damn it, Dave, it's good to have you back, babe. I thought this was hilariously funny. I love the fact that you lulled me into a false sense of, oh, poor man, he's giving his all to his woman. He doesn't mind being in prison. And then we get that last line. So good. So very good. So thank you, damn it, Dave. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. So much so. And, we have 5 minutes left. Selena. Yeah, Selena, what did you think?
Oh, hello. Did we lose Kalina?
Oh. Or maybe you can comment on
there. Yeah.
I'm here. No, I was on mute for some reason. I don't know why. As I said, I think Dave should be doing stand-up, you know, because this was such a hilarious piece. And that last line, well, it's just a killer, isn't it? You know? Can you hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you. Oh, all right. I thought I... it's just, you know, just lovely. I loved it. Yeah. What a laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great to finish off the evening with a laugh. I don't think.
Yeah,
that,
sure.
So it was, it was a great, great night of having you all here. I want to thank Kate, for being there. I was coughing pretty bad. I have a sore throat, so
wow.
So happy, that you're all here to help read and give me a rest. So, and thank you so much, Laura, for phoning in and dropping a poem, which was just amazing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Lou, you have to go back and read that poem Laura read earlier, because that was really, really, really hot. Oh, I think were you here for Laura's poem?
Well, I didn't get to hear him read it, but I heard everybody's comments, and I go,
Oh my goodness.
So I did read his poem, and I mean, he knocked my socks off.
Yeah,
I
remember.
Is it just your socks?
Like, I don't think. My knickers too.
Oh, no. And you, I get out of you. You can't resist me.
No, I can't.
I want to thank you, and Frank too, for calling in and reading and for SoundCloud, and Stelina,
Sorry, I couldn't be here a bit more.
Oh, it's okay. And, I want to thank Pam. Pam, that's always there for me, mm-hmm. And I'm still learning so much from her and, from all you guys. But, so I'm getting better at commenting a bit. But, thank you so much. And thank you so much, everybody who wrote for the contest. I know we have quite a few carryovers, but we'll let you know when they'll be on the next show. So we'll let you know. And Pam, we have 2 minutes left. Do you have any shows you want to plug or anything you want to add on?
Yeah, well, you can add us. You can join us a half hour from now. Listen in at Headliners Ball with Jeremy F. as we headline the poetry of Pee Wee Cousin and Eric Simpson. And then Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, is Double Helix with Aphasiana and Daniel Deschino. And they're actually both running contests for that show, so make sure to check out their contests. And make sure to check out all the contests and topic boards put up by our late night poets, hosts, and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire.
We always have great shows by our hosts and hostesses. You do all an awesome, awesome jobs. And so, I just want to thank everybody again for calling in and everybody who wrote for the show. And have a great of the week, all of you. So good night to everybody.
Good night, everybody. Love you guys.